Mine's just quick. From the beginning to end, Lighthouse. Before Lighthouse, I just like in the testimony, I love the Lord. I was living for the Lord, when I got saved, and then from the time before I started to love the Lord and live for the Lord, to that point, I just thank the Lord for just developing myself here and meeting people such as like Carlos Hernandez, especially. Not a lot of people know Carlos, but Carlos was he was the reason why I came here to Lighthouse. Christ knew that we had to come here to Career. Christ knew that Carlos Hernandez was gonna get saved here. And if y'all knew Carlos, like I knew Carlos Hernandez, you'd be totally shocked. I met Carlos in the desert, and he was not living for the Lord. Carlos was, and this is not his testimony, not to bash, but I'm sure that he won't mind, but he was chasing women versus chasing the Lord. For me to come here to Korea and for him to say that, hey, why don't you come to church with me? It was a total like, who are you? So I was very curious on who this Lighthouse Baptist Church is to change my friend Carlos Hernandez. And ever since then, and seeing his growth, and I hear that he was called into the ministry, is definitely a powerful testimony. I pray that that we continue to support this ministry. Pastor here is a missionary here that was sent, and they sent him and his family, and they've rooted themselves here at Lighthouse. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord, and I thank Pastor for giving me the opportunity to be of service. Because everything I've done from the time I've gotten married to the time we got here to Lighthouse, I've done it all because it was required upon me from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a total transformation in my life. I can't wait to go home because now it's like I need to find out if my friends are saved. I need to find out people's testimonies, like my family's testimonies and stuff. Lighthouse gives you accountability. And I always tell everybody this, that if you really want to go back to the basics of your Bible, of who Jesus Christ is, come to Lighthouse because it's like your Bible college, and it'll give you everything that you need before you step out into the world. I thank the Lord also for allowing Brian Montgomery to receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord Savior. I've known Brian, and some of you don't know Brian too, but I've known him for a long time, since 2008, so it's long enough in military-wise. And Brian and I was close-knit, and I've tried many, many times to get him to go to church, and that started and when we was in the desert, and it was a church that was not strong doctrine, and he was speaking in tongues, and then he came here to Lighthouse, and he the Holy Spirit had touched his heart, and he was also saved here. And then just seeing Nate come here, from just as a testimony from standing out in the gate. And then when you stand there, you pass out tracts. You know, your heart wants to believe that people are going to come and call or try to come to Lighthouse. But just to actually see someone like Nate or see someone like Brian or see someone like Brandon, see someone like the Harrisons come here. And it's not anything that you've done, but it's just the grace of God. And I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ that it took us coming here to Korea for us to realize that our next church, that we need to be vessels for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I look forward to being a part of the next ministry that God has sent us to, because I want to continue to sow win. I want to continue to show support, and I also want to advertise Lighthouse so that we could continue to get support here for Lighthouse. Amen. Because this is my first family's first church, and this is my home church. This is the church that the Yalleries started out of, and this is the church that the Yalleries is going to carry from till eternity. So I thank you, Pastor. I thank you, Miss Sue, for allowing Lord Jesus Christ for developing you and staying true to the foundation. And I could only promise you and I promise this church that we continue to do the same and continue to stay firm on the doctrine, no matter what sneers the devil may try to throw.
Amen.